This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation and the China Writers. A lot of you may not know, but I am, my wife and I are both certified public teachers in Oklahoma, and we taught overseas in international schools from 2010 until 2017, and then had our own tutoring school from 2017 to 2019 in Shenzhen, China. So education is a big part of our lives. As I think about my wife, when she graduated from college in Paris, got her master's at the University of Paris back in the 70s, and there was a time when the French education system was really accountable. It was one of the best education systems in the world, with their BAC. They call it the baccalaureat. And to get a baccalaureat, a high school degree, compared to other countries, was essentially like not only going to high school, but going to junior college as well. It was that difficult. The grading system is still the same today. It's based on 20 points. And if you got a 10, you passed, and that was good enough. And my wife is no dummy, and she got a 10 and was glad to get that because it was that difficult. Recently, with the less accountability and grade inflation and lowering standards, and let's be honest, a lot of it has to do with the fact that with floods of non-European immigrants coming into France and non-European immigrants flooding into the United States, principally from Latin America, the language issue, everybody has to succeed, and this also gets back to the 1960s with, all this, goody-goody two-shoe. Everybody has to succeed. Everybody has to do well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Accountability and accommodating all of these millions and millions of immigrants has fueled the decreasing standards in Western education. I can at least speak for France and the United States. Since my daughters went to school in both France and the United States, and my younger daughter went to college in China and got her degree at Beijing Normal University. So we taught in China. So we've got three countries that we can compare. When she got a 10, I just read recently. My wife got a 10 out of 20 and was very happy to get that. And it was just reported recently that today, if a 10 out of 20 for China's, for France's baccalaureate, it would be a 3 back when my wife was going to school. That's how dumbed down French education has become, and unfortunately, the same thing is going on in the United States. I never will forget my wife was teaching in Oklahoma City before we left to go back to China in 2010, and there was constant pressure to not flunk anybody. You can't fail anybody, we also got that at international schools when we were in China. You can't fail, even if they are a complete total goof off, you cannot flunk anybody. Of course, in private schools, they want to keep the chairs filled, someone at the desks, because they're paying money and they don't want empty. They want full classes. But in public school, again, it's accommodation. There's this rationalizing and less and less accountability. My wife was extremely morally torn when a minority girl flunked her French class. My wife was teaching French, and she came in, crying and begging, and well, I have two part-time jobs, and my, I'm supporting my family, and blah 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 blah. What do? I mean, and my wife being a teacher with integrity, she explained to her, listen, we've all got problems. If I forgive you for this and pass you when you actually flunked, that's not going to help you be a better person and a more accountable person and a more responsible person and a more resourceful person to find solutions to your problems if I do. And so she flunked her, and it was quite acrimonious. But when I was teaching also, it's, they don't they giving someone who deserves an F an F, give them a D, give them a C minus, and that does not happen in China. There's serious accountability. Or they just had the Gaokao, the famous Gaokao test, the first week in June every year, about 10 million students. So this year, I think it was 12 million. It was took the Gaokao. There's no age limit. I read an article about a billionaire, a Chinese billionaire, who has been taking the Gaokao for 20 years and is still trying to pass. It is extremely difficult. It is not rote memory. It is logical thinking. It is contextualizing. It is using creative a creativity and logic to answer questions. And in fact, in the U.S., and again before France now, the standards have just gone to shit. And people can't read anymore. People are complaining people can't read anymore. People can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide anymore. And of course, France in the PISA, PISA rankings has just, cratered, as has the United States, whereas China has been number one in the PISA scores going back several years, which is actually a European OECD international test that tests hundreds of thousands of students around the world, and China and Singapore and Taiwan province and previously Japan, Asian countries with the Confucian accountability, Confucian work ethic, have always done better than the West, at least in recent memory. And China's just been running away with it for the last few years. But before World War II, I have seen high school tests in the United States before World War II, and they were like the Gaokao. They were hard. Most kids today in the United States would flunk a high school test from before World War II. That's how bad, that is how far our education system has fallen in terms of developing the biggest and the brightest. Here in France, my French cousins, both of them are teachers. They teach pre-K students in Paris, and they have severely autistic children in their class. The quote mainstream, mainstreaming mentally handicapped and autistic kids into regular classrooms. Oh, they want it. Everybody has to have an equal chance. Well, as my cousins talk about, that's all. The other kids are being cheated out of an education because they're spending all their time with these, two or three autistic and mentally challenged students. Whereas, before, they went to special classes with special teachers to help them do the best that they can do using the special tools. And I know that because I'm actually certified in special education and I've taught special ed kids and my wife has, and it is different. You can't mainstream them. So they're doing that in France. I don't know about the United States, but of course it's just austerity. It's just they want to just cut corners. They don't want to pay ex the teachers. They don't want to pay for special ed teachers. They don't want to pay for special ed classes. And so the dumbing down continues as teachers are absorbed with taking care of special needs students in a mainstream class. And so the mainstream students are getting cheated out of a decent education. It just goes on and on and on. And I will, there's several links here. You know, when the Gaokao happens in China, the whole country practically stops. I mean, entire towns shut down, you know, to be quiet, you know, for 3 days so that the kids can take their Gaokao. Fleets of taxis. There's pictures of fleets of taxis on the ready to help kids get to their Gaokao destination. And the taxis are volunteering their that you don't have to pay to take a taxi. Buses are organized. Thousands of people will line the streets with cheerleaders and flags of China waving the busloads of Gaokao students going to the Gaokao testing centers in towns with banners all over the street. It's like the 4th of July or the in the United States or Bastille Day in France. It's like a huge celebration, you know, encouraging these students to do their best, you know, and it's accountable. Anybody and everybody can pass the Gaokao if they study, and there's no corner cutting, there's no dumbing down, there's no reducing accountability. It's hard nosed, and it affects your life. And if you don't do well, then you don't get to go to the best schools. The very top level in the Gaokao, they get a free ride, and they get to choose the universities they want to go to. As your score goes down, you get less and less. The next band may get their tuition paid for, but not their room and board. Then the next band down will be, they don't get tuition and room and board, but they'll buy their books. And so it just goes down and down and down. It's very, very accountable. And then if you get down below a certain level, if you want to go to college, you can go to college, but you have to pay for everything. And you may be told that you can't go to the 3 to 5 schools that you picked, but there is an opening at this, you know, lower level of a university or college in a smaller town. But you can go if you if you want to pay for it, and you can get your education. So the Chinese, that's why the Chinese are producing 75,000 engineers a year and tens of thousands of PhDs and hundreds of thousands of master's degree students every year, because the Gaokao is it reflects the ability and the knowledge of the students who take it. So that's why quite frankly, why the Chinese are kicking ass and taking names, you know, in terms of science, technology, engineering, mathematics, inventions, patents, licenses, medical innovations, inventions, etc. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Writing Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation and the China Writers Group, signing out, and have a great day. Bye-bye.